What makes China be in such a powerful position?
That you human creators gave them your power.
And when did we start doing that?
1933. Here's the good news, everybody. Everybody, if you don't get anything else, get this part. You're getting down as human creators to the only thing that ever worked anyway. You don't need a government to tell you how to go to the bathroom. You don't need vindication or validation from any other human creator. You can be, do, or have anything you want to be, do, or have. And just like when you get up in the night and stump your toe and you feel the excruciating pain of this digit that has now been driven into your body and you're paining beyond belief and having expletives that the suffering is just unbearable, it reminds you deliciously that you got a toe. Well, all this place that you're coming to is nothing other than providing a bit of contrast to make you actually start appreciating all this stuff that you're now, say, you're forfeiting. You didn't give a flip about it when you had it all, but when they start ripping it out from under you, we don't understand how you lose a home that you own. But regardless, all right, I'll go with it. But the point is, you're now coming into a place where you can start giving some appreciation for the deliciousness that is your plant space on planet Earth. I am as a marvelous creator in charge.
Okay, so you've got Federal Reserve is in trouble before 33. China did what to help it, and how did we lose our power from that help?
We didn't lose your power. You forfeited it.
Well, how did we forfeit it? Because China helped us.
Well, because they were holding all your debt.
Now, that's the time of Chiang Kai-shek, and Mao is maybe in the wilderness. Did Mao Zedong recognize that situation?
Certainly. But now, please know, we separate the government of China and regimes from the people of China. They're different. So we don't put them all in the same basket.
The Chinese people who helped the Federal Reserve or made that deal in 33, it was not the government.
Correct. It was the people.
And they had some representatives who did the bureaucratic bookwork on that.
Blah, blah, blah.
Right.
does the average Chinese person know this?
Well, of course. So, they're banking on it. You see, human creators, that culture works on a 1,000-year program. Most Americans, and we're really focusing this on America, and most of your audience isn't American, but regardless, most Americans can't get through a 10-minute program. I mean, they freak out waiting in line at Starbucks to get their double mocha latte that they can't afford.
What is it about Americans that makes them hyperkinetic, need to move?
I want it all, and I want it now.
The Chinese people don't want it all.
Correct. Their people were starving to death, literally, falling away, withering, transitioning. And they say, wait a minute, your people are starving. And you know what the Chinese people say? It's okay, we'll have more.
So they have a unique attitude on the planet as a culture?
Yeah, they got nothing to lose.
That they don't claim to own anything.
Right.
So they claim to own the states only as a matter of convenience for the West, because the West has that industrial structure.
Okay.
Why did they move themselves in a position of owning or, you know, having...
They were invited, and they said, yes, thank you very much. I'll have some of that, and I'll have some of that, and I'll have some of that, and I'll have some of that. Oh, yes, that national park is nice. I'll have that. Oh, yes, that can be nice collateral for this. Yes, I'll have that. I'll have that. I'll have that. And the next thing you know, their that's got to be begetting vigorous till their that's got more than is.
So that when Nixon went to China in about 71, 72, that wasn't America allowing China to enter the global market. That was Nixon going with his hat in hand to get the next that.
And that's why he brought the stairs back with him from the embassy, and they put it in his library.
What's that symbolic of?
Stairway to heaven, Bob. So, the very least enlightenment, anyhow.
What is their notion of value if they don't even care if people are transitioning? And they can get more. Why did they enter into this deal with the United States?
Because it was the fast. Joy was the fastest path to what was.
And what was, or is?
That they would actually have a niche marketplace that would allow what they call the U.S. or the U.S. economy as the dragon to to win.
So China is created Walmart's success.
Absolutely. From a very unlikely candidate at the time, Sam Walton was not a mogul. He certainly wasn't a Donald Trump, but boy, his checks are good.
How did he get picked? What was the structure that brought him in to be chosen?
The least shall be first, and the first shall be least.
Where's he from, Arkansas?
Yes, Bentonville.
Do the Chinese people, is their value system so different than Americans that they have no concept of what's happening here? Because according to Buzz, they don't know what's going on over here at all. Do they now, or is the press, they don't have a clue what's going on in America?
And don't care. We hope the same for you as well. Because what difference does it make?
Would Marshall McLuhan have known this secret Chinese economic situation?
Well, it's not very secret, Bob. It's sort of on your looky box. So if it is a secret, they're not doing a very good job of concealing it.
No, it wasn't known in the 60s that China saved the Federal Reserve in 33.
You're confusing saving a Federal Reserve, which was new, and its inception to convert a currency that was backed by something into the communication skills to make it be for nothing other than debt.
Well, how did that happen? I'm not sure I followed that.
They wrote it on the pieces of paper. On your little money paper?
Yeah.
They told you. Full disclosure. They didn't hide anything. They told you up front.
Where would you see it written?
On the front of your bills,
it said
dollars.
It says this is China's money.
No, it said it used to say this piece of paper is good for this much gold or silver. Now it says it's good only for debt, public and private.
Right.
That's all it's good for, debt. So they weren't hiding anything. They told you, so everybody knows.
Well, the popular image is that China was a backward 18th, 17th century country. And if you told someone in 1965 that China was the economic support structure for the American system, you would be ignored if you said that. You would
right,
be considered insane.
And?
Well, if that person did say that back then, they would be proven maybe potentially correct today, considering what's happened.
Well, of course, and that's only if it's more important for them to be right or for them to be happy.
I'm interested in knowing why China then keeps propping up America if it is so economically defunct.
Because it knows. It knows. It doesn't think. It knows.
And what does it know?
That the dragon will ascend.
And the dragon is the United States in their iconology, symbology.
Yeah. And you're wordy looky. Yeah.
So we started off the program talking about how Americans forfeited their power, but now we're telling them that it's potentially possible that they could become the greatest country.
Well, they actually already are. They just forgot.
What makes America so great?
That you can have such abundance, so abundant, complete and utter, pressed down, shaken together, overflowing abundance, and then 2.3 seconds later, lose it all. You couldn't bury it. You couldn't blow it up. It's impossible. You couldn't make it go away fast enough.
But we lost our confidence in ourselves because of actions taken by the Deutsche Bank in 2006.
Well, then you should pray to them if you forfeited that easily to the God of Deutsche.
Yeah, we did sort of feel that they had something on us, yeah.
All hail the power of Deutsche Bank, let angels prostrate fall. Behold them in their wonderful state and crown them God of all. Well, how's that working for you, Paul?
Well, I agree. I agree that America is abundant because I'm living in the United States here in Maui, which is considered the best island in the world, and that's the property of the United States at the present.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes,
present.
I agree.
Man, they've leaned it, but they haven't sold it yet. They haven't short-sold Hawaii yet.
And that was why Hillary Clinton and Obama were here at Christmas in Hawaii dealing with that potential selling.
Well, or deciding about the Chapter 9 registry.
And Mr. Limbaugh had a little problem when he was here, too. He collapsed. I guess he found out the real news.
Right.
Oh, well.
He now knows now he's back in touch with what only, really, only ever works.
Yes, big, delicious, good.
Well,
that's fine.